Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders plans a speech today on why he's a socialist. He's a democratic socialist, to be more precise. That distinctive identity helped to make Sanders a national figure. It also risks limiting his appeal as a potential president. The best performances by a socialist in a presidential election came about a century ago. Eugene V. Debs twice received a little under 1 million votes, but even he lost, of course. Sanders argues he can win because he embraces a more modern idea of democratic socialism. With his speech today, he joins a list of politicians who have sought over the years to make the public more comfortable with who they are. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
Here's the challenge for Bernie Sanders. In a Gallup poll earlier this year, only 47% of Americans said they would vote for a socialist for president. More people say they would support an atheist, a Muslim, or a Mormon. Sanders was asked if any kind of socialist could win the White House in last month's CNN debate distributed by Westwood One Radio.
Well, we're going to win because first we're going to explain what democratic socialism is.
Think socialism, and you may think the government taking over the steel mills and the oil refineries, the means of production. That's not what Sanders has in mind, but he does envision a greatly expanded role for government. Here's how he described democratic socialism with Steve Inskeep.
I don't want to get people nervous falling off their chairs, but Social Security is a socialist program. It's a program by which the United States government has said that when you get old, you should have a steady source of income.
Sanders is calling for things like Medicare for All and free public college paid for by higher taxes on the wealthy. He'd do some redistribution of wealth, but he's thinking modern-day Denmark, not 1950s USSR. But when you say socialism, many people think Marx and Lenin.
Bernie Sanders is taking on an uphill fight, but he's trying to change a definition of a basic word.
Kathleen Hall Jamison is director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania.
Every program that conservatives haven't liked for the past 40 years has been identified as a socialistic program. And no one has been standing up to defend socialism. In effect, the word has taken on very negative connotations because no one has taken the time to define it differently.
But the very viability of Bernie Sanders' candidacy depends on whether he can take the word back, give it new meaning. And the speech he'll give this afternoon is part of that. There's a long history of big political speeches designed to take on and neutralize a lingering concern of voters.
Because I am a Catholic, and no Catholic has ever been elected president.
There was John F. Kennedy's 1960 speech about his faith.
I am not the Catholic candidate for president. I am the Democratic Party's candidate for president, who happens also to be a Catholic. I do not speak for my church on public matters, and the church does not speak for me.
Mitt Romney gave a speech in the same genre in 2007 about being Mormon.
I will put no doctrine of any church above the plain duties of the office and the sovereign authority of the law.
And there was then-candidate Barack Obama's speech in 2008 about race.
We may not look the same and may not have come from the same place, but we all want to move in the same direction.
Obama had to address race after video surfaced of his pastor Jeremiah Wright disparaging white America.
The fact is that the comments that have been made and the issues that have surfaced over the last few weeks reflect the complexities of race in this country that we've never really worked through. A part of our union that we have not yet made perfect.
The speeches follow a pattern. This is me. This is why you shouldn't be concerned. And this is why you should feel good about electing me. But the analogy for Sanders is imperfect. A better one might be a speech from 1964 by none other than Ronald Reagan.
No government ever voluntarily reduces itself in size. Actually, a government bureau is the nearest thing to eternal life we'll ever see on this earth.
Reagan wasn't running for president. He was an actor and pitchman who had been enlisted by the campaign of Barry Goldwater to make a case for the Republican nominee. And Reagan used the speech to reclaim conservatism.
Somewhere a perversion has taken place. Our natural unalienable rights are now considered to be a dispensation of government. And freedom has never been so fragile, so close to slipping from our grasp as it is at this moment.
In many ways, the Reagan speech is a mirror image of what Sanders aims to do with his speech. It's not about identity. It's about ideology and a view about the size and role of government in American life. Reagan thought it should be smaller. Sanders thinks the role of government should be much larger. And like so many elections before it, that is likely to be one of the defining debates of this contest. Tamara Keith, NPR News.